Civic pride comes in many varieties. For commentator Andre Codrescu, it means embracing all sorts of municipal inhabitants and their habits. So he's upset by something his adopted hometown has done.
The city of New Orleans removed all the benches from Jackson Square, the heart of New Orleans, and stuck these heavy, ugly green cement trash cans in their place. It might not seem like much of an issue, but New Orleans, like all old cities, needs places where tourists and vagrants can rest their weary bones while being entertained by musicians and fire eaters. The vagrant question, which the councilman responsible for this aesthetic and civic crime insisted on calling bums, is whether a city without vagrants is a city at all. New Orleans has been a destination point for adventurous souls since the founders had the egregious idea of settling in a swamp. The vagrants perform a great civic service by giving tourists a frisson of the genuine, because all tourists think that they are at least part vagrant for coming to New Orleans, whether as part of a computer convention or to Jazz Fest. The essence of New Orleans is invested in a history of vagrancy, vice, and pirate vibes. If blight city officials strip the city of its unsavory mysteries, all they'll get is an antiseptic museum good only for the dead. Unfortunately, it is already somewhat like that. Watchdogs for so-called historical authenticity see to it that every housefront looks like it came from a bad painting. As my friend John, a poet, put it, if they want historical authenticity, they should have dead mules on the street, rats running everywhere, drunk sailors, and whores on the balconies. What is history exactly? In The Mysteries of New Orleans, a novel written in the mid-19th century by Baron von Riesenstein, just published by Johns Hopkins University Press, the squalor is more vivid than anything we might imagine today. The Baron was just reporting. 10% of that history would send the tourists fleeing home. So leave history alone. All we want is our benches back in Jackson Square and the right to vagrant fun. And those ugly trash cans have to go, so the music and the fire can do their thing.
Poet Andre Codrescu is author of the novel Casanova in Bohemia.